This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
So yesterday we heard from the Gauteng MEC of Human Settlements, Dikgang Uhuru Moiloa, who was testifying at the Alexandra inquiry, where he said that the situation stands in Alexandra Township, it is a disaster inevitable. There is complete lawlessness and anarchy. The inquiry is a collaboration between the South African Human Rights Commission and the Office of the Public Protector. And Buang Jones, who is the provincial manager of the South African Human Rights Commission, now joins us on the line. Buang, good afternoon. Welcome to Power Talk.
Good day, Alton, and good day to your listeners.
Okay, Buang, I'm going to ask us to take a few steps back quickly and just quickly explain to us what the purpose is of this inquiry, what the intention is, and finally, what will happen to the recommendations that are made.
Well, the purpose of the inquiry is to inquire into socioeconomic conditions in Alexandra, their impact on human rights, and also how or whether or not such amounts to maladministration, abuse of power, corruption, or improper conduct. The inquiry panel has been specifically tasked with probing the following: the causes or the reasons behind the protest in Alexandra, how the three spheres of government expenses related to the provision of services in Alexandra, also whether the city of Johannesburg as a local sphere of government has engaged meaningfully and in good faith with the Alexandra community with a view to finding humane and pragmatic solutions to their grievances related to the provision of basic municipal services, and whether the alleged $1.3 billion budget allocated for the Alexandra Renewal Project was utilized for the purpose which it was intended, and if not, whether it resulted in prejudice to the community of Alex, whether there has been a structured engagement between all these three spheres of government, and what, from an administrative point of view, has impeded government operationally or financially to address the distinctive needs of the people of Alex. We're also looking at the resources allocated by government to Alex vis-a-vis resource allocations to neighboring suburbs, and we are also looking at service delivery choices made by the city of Johannesburg, their distributive decisions. We'll also be looking at the adequacy of housing in Alex and by law enforcement. So those are some of the key things that we'll be looking at, including availability of land and possible resettlement of the resident of Alex, because it is a highly densely populated township.
And where would the findings be going to?
Well, after the inquiry ends, the inquiry panel will evaluate the evidence, including written submissions, and then make a key determination as to whether rights have been violated. Also, make a determination as to whether there has been any form of improper conduct, prejudice suffered by the people of Alex as a result of malfeasance, corruption, and other acts of prejudice by officials and business people.
Okay, but what's happening with the findings? Where do they go to?
All right. So as soon as we release the report, the provisional report will first be shared with implicated parties, who then have to submit their comments. This is the normal process, because we have to ensure that this process is procedurally and substantively fair, and those that are implicated should be given an opportunity to either rebut or confirm allegations that have been made. So the provisional report will be shared with all the parties, following which the final report will be made public. After that, we expect then government to comply and implement our findings and recommendations. And in the ordinary course, we do sign an implementation plan with government, because the Constitution also enjoins the Commission to monitor the implementation of our report. So it is not just an exercise in futility. We are in it for the long haul. We will monitor this process until the conditions in Alex are ameliorated, and all the violations, if you find that there are violations, that those violations are remedied.
Would some of the violations also include alleged criminal conduct?
Yes, this is a complex inquiry. It implicates a number of rights, and we are also looking at the issue of bylaw enforcement. As we speak, we received information yesterday that there is a mob of 50 people going around Alex, evicting people, particularly the elderly and the so-called non-nationals. And it's something that needs to be addressed. The Minister of Police and the SAPS, they shouldn't wait for our report, because law enforcement has to happen, and the SAPS is entrusted with ensuring that there's law and order in the Republic. And there was a submission yesterday from the MEC who confirmed what residents had been saying, that there is no bylaw enforcement in Alex. The Alexandra Police Station officials are compromised, they are complicit in some of the criminal actions.
So with regards to these 50, this what you call a mob of 50 people, are these evictions that they are forcing through happening while this commission is underway?
Yes, these are unlawful evictions, and we want to implore the GMPD, the SAPS, to secure the rightful owners of these who are being unlawfully evicted.
Okay, so of course these investigations are continuing. Have you guys laid any complaint with the police with regards to this to try and speed it up? Because you can't have a situation where you're trying to quell tensions in Alexandra while there are these unlawful evictions happening.
We will bring this to the attention of the Provincial Commissioner of the South African Police Service and the Chief of the JMPD, so that action is taken as soon as possible.
Buang, don't you think that that's again where we are failing the people of Alex? If you have this information and then you say that we will, instead of saying that we have.
No. We received this written submission yesterday in the afternoon, and we only concluded our session yesterday after 6. So my team, as we speak, are in the process of drafting a letter to the relevant authorities to bring this to their attention.
Okay, we are on the line with Buang Jones, the Provincial Manager of the South African Human Rights Commission. You can call us on 0861-987-000, 0861-987-000. This is in relation to the inquiry that the Human Rights Commission has set up in Alexandra following those protests that happened just before the elections. A number of people have appeared before the commission, before the inquiry. And as you heard from Buang Jones, that a number of allegations has been made, and of course, the investigations are ongoing. Hashtag Power Talk on Twitter. You can also tweet us at PowerFM987. That is at PowerFM987. Or you can tweet me directly. That is at Aldrin Simpier. At Aldrin Simpier. Let's go to Lebo in the Vaal. Good morning, Lebo.
Morning, guys. Look, my comment is that the whole thing of establishing inquiries into this and that, I mean, it's just a play, that thing. Because South Africa has to develop generally. There's no one single place in South Africa that is more special than the other. If we were to investigate all the monies that have been missing in all our municipalities, it's not just Alex. All our municipalities, you have monies that have been missing for different projects, and over the years, that has been happening. I wonder what is so special about Alex. I don't have an issue with Alex per se, but this. Single-mindedness of government and this reactivism of government in approach to things. The other thing is that Alex has to be designed in the form of a city. You must not keep talking about things like your RDP houses that will be spread all over the place, because the land is very small there. It has to be built with high-rise kind of designs, because it has many, many people. But South Africa, it will never develop with this kind of government. The Alex thing is not a new thing.
Lebo, just before I let you go, the last suggestion that you're making, that there should be high-rise buildings, have you ever followed what happened in America with the projects?
Yes, I do. I do. What is it?
And you would realize that high-rise buildings are not the solution.
No, how are they not solution? They are, because you get and more people in one building, and infrastructure is easy to build. The difference, I think, with the American buildings is that things are not built properly. It's the same in Britain. There are some of the buildings that are not done properly. So anything in life that you do, you don't do it properly, it will collapse. It will give more problems than solutions.
I'm not speaking about the quality of the infrastructure, but what you need to understand is that the investigation is not just relating to the housing, but the socioeconomic problems and concerns that the people in Alexandria are facing. So I'm saying to you that, do you realize that the high-rise buildings would not be the solution? I can even make an example and speak about the hostels in Cape Town. That is not a solution. High-rise buildings is not a solution. There are grassroots socioeconomic issues that need to be dealt with before you can get a community that lives cohesively.
Yes, those grassroots, you can do them simultaneously with high-rise building. I have a problem. I will have to look at that research, because I have a problem with it. It's a simple thing, and it's a figurative thing. It's a common sense. A high-rise building, it can accommodate more people. Other socio-economical things have to do with structures and systems that we put in place in places where we live, such as the issues of integration and maybe creation of parks, jobs, and all those kind of things. Mm. The building itself, what I'm insisting is that the building itself, the high-rise building, it will accommodate more people. So with one building, you can address the issue of housing, for example. But if you don't properly look after that building, you don't put like lifts and all the kinds of necessary development, even for patients and people with disabilities, you don't adhere to those things, they will, of course, prove to be problematic. But I will have to look at that research.
Okay.
And critique it based on the facts that it brings about.
Okay, then thank you so much, Lebo and the Valbuang. How do you respond to that? Why specifically Alex?
Well, Alex is special. I don't want to downplay other socioeconomic challenges in other areas in Gauteng and in the country. Because of massive underdevelopment, overcrowding, and the poverty profile in Alex, you know, and you juxtapose this against the Johannesburg Creatures Note, that is Flentin. So government, when it initiated this urban renewal program, it was proposed to see if it worked in Alex to address urban decay, environmental degradation, and to address the high densification in Alex. So we hope that, in fact, the Alexandria is an ideal setting for a case study on urban renewal, and we hope that the sixth administration will leave its indelible legacy by addressing the issues of Alex. And we are heartened that the president has appointed an interministerial task team, which will also appear before the commission in June to address these issues in Alex.
Can you just quickly confirm whether indeed the leader of the EFF is also scheduled to appear before the commission?
Yes, the person has the view that anyone that is implicated should be given an opportunity or a right of reply, and we will be extending an invitation to the leader of the EFF to appear for the commission in the next sitting from the 4th to the 7th of June.
Okay, let's go to Roodepoort where Masabata is. Good morning.
Good morning, Orin. I just want to start by acknowledging that I understand that the Commission is looking at all the factors that act together to cause the general lawlessness that we see in Alexandria. But having said that, you know, I'm just wondering, because I've listened to Commissioner Makweta and the Human Rights Commission in general some time ago, And according to them, there is no such thing as illegal foreigners. So I'm just wondering what's going to happen in the event that the commission, through this investigation, it finds, and based on the submissions that people are making, that one of the key driving factors to the lawlessness in Alexandra is the whole question of illegal immigration, whether they will have the courage, despite of the position they hold that South Africans are xenophobic, whether they will have the courage to deal with this issue and make a recommendation to the government to look into the issue of illegal immigration as one of the driving factors in the lawlessness that we see in Alex, but in the country in general. I just want to hear from Buang.
Okay, Buang, how do you respond to that?
It is one of the issues we'll be addressing. If we go back to 2008, the commission conducted an investigation following outbreak of violence in Alexandra. And one of the underlying causes was tension between locals and non-nationals. And we walked through this process because we are also going to invite the Department of Home Affairs because there is a need to conduct an audit of the people that reside in Alexandra.
Sorry, Buang, we're losing you there, but just repeat that. You were speaking about an audit?
Yes, we would like government to conduct it.
Oh, okay. No, we're going to try and re-establish that line with Buang Jones. The line is crackling there, but let's go to Mdu, who is in Alex. Good morning, Mdu.
Hi, how are you, my friend?
I'm good, sir. How are you doing?
There's one thing that you want to show to Bobuang. They're looking at Alex as they want to develop Alex. Let the right thing start first. Let the government give the people back with Alexandra the title to Savos. When Alexandra was started, it was bought by our grandfathers. They bought yards, and our yards were very big. They were almost like 1,500 square meter of land. The apartheid government took that land away from them. And when the new government came, they said, we are going to give people their land. And the city of Johannesburg refused to give our title deeds back. And they went to court, into the constitutional court. They lost twice. They even lost in constitutional court. They said, give these people their title deeds back. But they are not giving the people title deeds back. It's why even today, they cannot develop Alexandra in the middle of Alex. The old Alexandra cannot develop. The city of Johannesburg cannot come and say that we are demolishing this area we are building because of it doesn't belong to the city of Johannesburg. It belongs to owners, property owners in Alexandra. Let them give those people their title deeds back and have an agreement that if we want to develop this Alexandra with the owners of Alexandra, not with them as owners, the government that are talking somewhere there.
Okay, thank you so much, Mdu, in Alex. Buang, now that we've re-established that line, what Mdu was saying was that one of the biggest issues that they face in Alex is that the city of Joburg is not giving them their title deeds. These are now people who actually own property in the area. But then just quickly, can you conclude the point that you're making around the audit?
No, I was saying we are unburdened by any vested interest as the commission. We will make findings without any fear, favor, or prejudice. If we find that there are non-nationals who've fraudulently benefited from the urban renewal program, we will highlight that in our report. But we also want to implore the Department of Home Affairs to also cooperate with our investigation so that we are able to then carry out a more thorough and meticulous audit of the people that reside in Alexandra. As we speak, we don't have a detailed demographic profile of the people that reside in Alex.
With but what's the census doing? Yeah. Isn't it supposed to be the work of census?
We are looking at all possibilities. Home Affairs must also work together with the Statistics SA. So we hope as well they will come on board because, like I said, this is a complex and a broad inquiry which affects and implicates a number of rights. But regarding the issues of land claims in Alex, there was a statement of intent signed by the city of Johannesburg, the provincial government, the national government, the Property Owners Association in 2016. And yesterday, the inquiry panel was told that this issue will be addressed by the end of June this year. So we hope that all these issues that the land owners have raised will be brought to finality, because there are a number of options that have been proposed, including compensation.
Okay, on Twitter, we have Tools who says, the Alex inquiry for what exactly? These guys are wasting taxpayers' money and resources. Open criminal cases with SAPS and follow up on the cases. Simple as that. Otherwise, all townships will have inquiries. And then Jerome says, the Human Rights Commission is a dog with no teeth. Hey, as Hasbeck. Oh, hey, Hasbeck, meaning that it doesn't have teeth. Buang, how do you respond to these?
You know, Elton, we still have a long way to go to foster public understanding of the work and the role of the Human Rights Commission. I think it's from an uninformed point of view. They have to acquaint themselves with our powers and functions, which are contained in the Constitution. And they also know that we are constrained by the law and the Constitution. We cannot act above the Constitution. We have seen the impact of our work, starting with the Valley Inquiry. During the inquiry, the Minister of Finance made an announcement that they were going to deploy the army. If that's not an impact, I'm not sure what then can you say is an impact. After we initiated the investigation to Alex, the presidency established a task team to deal with Alex issues. So I don't know what more do they expect from us. And if you've seen in the past 2-3 years, the commission has been at the forefront of addressing the issues that particularly affect vulnerable groups, the poor and marginalized people in the country.
Okay, Andrew in Diepkloof, quickly in 30 seconds. Good morning.
My man, how are you?
Good. Go ahead, Andrew, quickly.
Good, yes. They moved these people to Bram Fischer from Alexander. I don't know why. They moved them to Bram Fischer. Still, the people who are supposed to benefit from Bram Fischer were the people from Soweto, but they never benefited from the Bram Fischer project. Those people are from Alexander. Still, they haven't alleviated anything. If you look at the stats, you will see that this is a ticking time bomb in Alexander, but it's affecting other areas. You look at Soweto. Soweto in at large, those people are living families within families. And that on its own is going to create the very thing that is happening in Alexander. What needs to be done here, in all honesty, is for government to release this land to people who will be able to build for themselves, people who will be able to get RDPs, people who will be able to pay for low-cost housing. If ever you can break that into 3 years, then you will be able to allocate people accordingly. Because what is happening
I'm sorry, Andrew, we've run out of time. Buang, just quickly, your closing remarks in 15 seconds.
Well, I want to reassure South Africans and inhabitants of Gauteng that the Commission will ensure that this process is free and fair, and that those who have acquired properties illegally, that we will work with law enforcement agencies to ensure that action is taken. We hope that we'll continue to receive cooperation from government so that we can address all these issues holistically, and that this new administration will use Alex as an example that can be replicated across the country on how to address issues of urban renewal.
Okay, thank you so much. Buang Jones, the provincial manager of the South African Human Rights Commission, speaking about the Alex inquiry. Are you convinced that it will actually yield results? It's now time for Power Update with Dumisang Ndlovu.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.